Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 on this Monday morning, St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King is with us. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
We were just talking off the air about what a nice day it was yesterday. It seems like everybody was out driving, walking, playing, riding their motorcycles.
It was beautiful. There was a lot of traffic out yesterday. We did see a lot of people out and about on foot, and like you said, on motorcycles. It was hard not to be outside yesterday, for sure.
Absolutely. Of course, if you're going to be driving and there's all these things to, especially this time of year, distractions, you got to be careful, right?
That's right. We have a lot of people out and about, you know, and we'll get more activity as the weather warms up. And like you had mentioned, we'll have pedestrian traffic and motorists on motorcycles. And as always, we want to be safe, and April is distracted driving a month as far as some enforcement going on. And, you know, we have a lot of people nowadays, and I think we can all think of within the last couple of days, if you're driving around, you probably saw somebody playing on a device, looking at their phone while driving. So in April, we're focusing on that, and through the Office of Highway Safety and Planning, we have a grant that we're able to get some extra patrols out in April to do some enforcement to curb that distracted driving.
A lot of people don't realize that they're driving distracted, don't
they? That's right. You know, we have maps on our phone and emails, and nowadays our phones are connected to our cars. If you've got a newer car, and some of that's nice because you can handle phone calls while still driving and not looking down. But the problem is we get really tempted to pick that phone up and look at that text or even look at the screen on your dashboard, and it's dangerous. There are a lot of accidents, and I've got some statistics I'll go through, but we see distracted driving as a problem right up there with drunk driving. You get looking down and swerving around and not paying attention, and bad accidents, and including fatals, are caused by distracted driving.
Well, things sneak up on you so fast and much faster than you realize when you're not looking at the road.
That's right. You think you're looking down for a minute, but you're traveling 50, 60 miles an hour, and you're going a long ways before even looking at the road, and, yep. And that's very dangerous stuff.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of those numbers.
Yeah, so in Michigan, there were 16,000 crashes involving distracted driving in 2021, and 59 of them were fatality crashes. So think about the 16,000 crashes caused by distracted driving that the law enforcement agency could prove of. 37.1% of distracted driving crashes took place at an intersection. Obviously, I think we're all a little more aware when we're entering an intersection just because of the very nature of what we're talking about, cars intersecting at different directions. But people, when you're distracted driving at those intersections, cause a lot of crashes. Nearly half of the rear-end crashes happen because of distracted driving. So, again, we're talking about individuals driving down the road. You look down at your device, and or maybe pay attention to somebody in your car, and somebody stops in front of you, and you create that crash. So that's why in April we're going to have extra patrols out there. They're going to be focused on nothing but distracted driving. The goal is to reduce traffic crashes. You know, our goals when we do distracted driving or drunk driving patrols or seatbelt patrols, they're not to be punitive. We're not out there trying to ruin somebody's day. But the goal is to actually get people to pay attention and not drive distracted. That's why I'm talking about it today, right? So, but if you are caught distracted driving, texting while driving, it's a $100 ticket for your first offense and a $200 ticket for your second offense.
It's more than just phones, too, isn't it? I mean, it's that cup of coffee. It's the sandwich. It's whatever else you're doing while you're in the car. And, I mean, you're out all the time. You see it every day, don't you?
Absolutely. It is. It could be maybe your child in the back seat, and it's hard not to turn around and talk to your child. Or, like you said, you're eating. People are so comfortable driving nowadays. There's so much going on. There's so much technology in our cars. Some of it's built to make us safer, but it can distract us. So there's a lot of things that can draw your attention away from what you're supposed to be doing, which is paying attention.
The one that gets me, a lot of people say, well, I don't text and drive, but they're doing a lot of other things while they're driving, including talking on the phone. And I see people, they don't even have the phone in their hand. They're using, obviously, Bluetooth or something, but their hands are going because they're making, you can tell they're having an animated conversation because I'll see this person in my rearview mirror I see it on a regular basis, and there's nobody else in the car, but their hands are going. You can tell they're having an argument with somebody.
Right. No, I grin because I'm a person that talks with my hands, so I'm thinking about myself. But, yeah, when we're driving, we really do have to decide, don't take the phone call. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that sometimes you're on a long ride. If you're able to take a phone call through your car and have a conversation while paying attention, that's tempting. But the thing is, you know, we have a responsibility to each other and ourselves and the people in our car and the other cars. And now we're talking about people working on construction zones. We have a responsibility of driving a 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 pound vehicle. Yeah. At high rates of speeds can hurt and kill people. So let's pay attention to what we're supposed to pay attention to, and that's getting from point A to point B safely, and that includes the people in our car and the other people out and about in the roadways and nearby vicinities.
Yeah, put down the phone, absolutely.
Yes.
Sheriff, appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us on WPHM 846, our time now.